You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. How are you doing, football friend? Is everything good in your world? I hope it is. I really hope it is. Because if it isn't, I'm here with a podcast. It's like an SOS package. Do you remember on Call of Duty when you're just like, SOS package, I need one? Well, I'm here now. Actually, I don't think if you were on a battlefield in Call of Duty, though, that you would need the Football Hour in your ears. But, don't know what I'm talking about. Moving on. Welcome to the show. This is the Football Hour. And you, football friend, you've just been listening to this podcast in your droves. There's been a lot of you listening. I want to thank you. I just always want to thank you because it's a two-way street. I work hard making these podcasts and you certainly work hard having to grit your teeth and listening to them all the time. But don't worry. Don't worry. I've got a new feature for you. Well, it's kind of a new feature because I've already done it before, but I just haven't had time to keep it going. So I'm back. I'm back with this feature. Here we go. You ready for the new feature? I've got the intro. You ready for the intro? Here we go. I'm about to go. You ready? Strap yourselves in. The Premier League is awash with some of the most skillful players, some of the most tough tackling, some of the most, well, best tiki-taka football. Brazilian flair has been seen on our league. The league is watched and adored by hundreds of millions around the football world. We witness some incredible goals. We have seen some quite monumental moments throughout the Premier League years. I'm thinking Di Canio's volley for West Ham, Aguero's title-winning goal against QPR, Sir Alex Ferguson's reign at United, and Leicester City defining the odds and going from relegation candidates to Premier League champions. We learnt from some of the greatest managers in football history. Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, Sir Alex Ferguson, Ancelotti, Arsene Wenger. But no one, football friend, has made as much of an impact on English football as one man. And that one man is Sean Dyche of Burnley Football Club. I have said it before and I will say it again. When God created football, God thought to himself, football needs Sean Dyche. The ginger Mourinho has added so much flavour to our footballing experience. So I said to myself, I have to get Sean Dyche on the Football Hour. I don't just have to get him, I need to get him. Dyche probably has the greatest voice in football, apart from mine. So where better to have Dyche than on a podcast, where my football friends, you lot, can experience Sean Dyche completely and utterly in your ear holes. Sean Dyche, I think, is wasted on television. We need Sean Dyche on an audio platform. So one day, not too long ago, I got in touch with Sean Dyche and asked him if he wanted to come on the Football Hour and talk football. This was his responding email.
Thanks for the invite, but I'm fed up of appearing on football shows with my big, gruff old voice and people at home thinking I'm this big, scary ginger bloke. Sorry, he's got a cough. I want to show the world that I'm a kind fellow, a nice man, who has been cursed with this hard voice. I'll only come on the show if I can read poetry, or tell a children's story, or recite a Shakespeare play. This could be a way to show my softer side, and for people to get over my hard voice.
So I thought, this is gold dust. Sean Dyche wants to be on the Football Hour reading poetry or a Shakespeare sonnet. Yes, please. That's a bit of me. So, here we are. Sean Dyche is going to be on the podcast. This, my football friend, is our new feature titled Sean Dyche Reads To Be or Not To Be, taken from Shakespeare's Hamlet. Sean Dyche, I'm Alex Mearns. This is the Football Hour. Please take it away.
Thank you, Alex. This is, as you said, To Be or Not To Be by Shakespeare. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind of to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end. The heartache of the thousand natural shocks that flesh is to heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep. To sleep, perchance, to dream, ice. There's the rub, for in that sleep of death, what dreams may come true, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There's the respect that make calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of distressed love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that impatient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his Quintus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under weary life? But thy, the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country, for those born, no traveller's returns, pulls all the will, and makes us rather bear those ills we have, than fly to others that we know not of. The concise does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sickled o'er with the pale cast of thought, an enterprise of great pitch and moment. With this regard, thy current turn awry, and lose the name of action. I've been Sean Dyche. That was Hamlet's To Be or Not to Be. Back to you in the studio, Alex.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for that gorgeous recitement of Shakespeare. It was truly a beautiful, I'd say quite marvellous moment for the Football Hour. Sean, we would love to have you back next week. We think that our listeners are really enjoying seeing a much softer side to you, Sean. A side that we don't see on Match of the Day. That we don't see on Sky Sports News. A side of Sean Dyche, which is quite gorgeous. Simply gorgeous. Sean Dyche, with all my heart, I must thank you for coming on and doing a Shakespeare play. It must be difficult for football men. It's such a quite macho world. But you've come on to this podcast and you have shown us that you are a true man. And true men read Shakespeare. I've been Alex Mearns. That was Sean Dyche. This has been the Football Hour. If you're listening on iTunes, you know what to do. Click subscribe and please give us a 5-star review. Sean Dyche doesn't come on any podcast, and especially a podcast that doesn't get 5-star reviews. So you, football friend, please give me a 5-star review. You can do it for me and for Sean, my friend. Bye, Sean. Oh, Sean's just leaving the studio now.
Bye.
Okay, right. So, thank you, football friends. I'll see you again shortly. Subscribe, follow us on Twitter, at The Football Hour. Don't ask them to do more than one thing at once, Alex. They'll decombust. Sorry, guys. Just do one of them. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that can be your one thing, at The Football Hour. Or subscribe on iTunes and give us that 5-star review. See you in a bit. There'll be a podcast probably out tomorrow. You know what I'm like. I've got nothing else to do. Bye.